Something wicked is coming this way, and only fools are ignoring the signs. So it's time you became a financial prepper like thousands of others. Gold can travel anywhere. It's international. It's its own currency. Allocate to gold now, the timeless safe haven asset. Open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments to physically hold coins and bars, and let real, tangible gold, not just paper, save your portfolio as the economy burns again. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA. Just use the promo code GOLD to claim your free coin and secure your family's financial future. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning to you. Folks, I had an amazing interview with Lloyd Brunson, the guy that brought the case to the Supreme Court. It's on ninoscorner.tv, okay? A lot of people are stealing my content. can't do that. You just can't do that. So kind of pisses me off a little bit. Folks, you can Venmo me, D-Rod1977, D-ROD1977. When the lights go out on Amazon, yes, I wrote it on my iPhone. And I didn't use a ghostwriter. And my mama's book, she also wrote her book, The Mexican Mix. We are a family of authors. The Mexican Mix, also on Amazon. Folks, I put a link right there in the comments, and you can click down below. There's a link below called switchtoamericanow.com, Fill out the JOT form, and one of my family members or friends will get back to you, and you can join our movement. It's sick. We are making huge monumental moves. Like, it's amazing. And the networking is awesome. The networking by itself is awesome. So hit the link below. I put the link down there. I also put it in the comment box. SwitchToAmericaNow.com and hit it, fill out the job form, and let's start buying American. We can't win at the voting booths. Seems that way, right? At least vote with your dollars. Let's end these deep state big box stores. Let's put them to death, and this is how you do it. It's a company I believe in, folks. Spotify, Nino's Corner. Spotify is Nino's Corner. Getter is Nino's Corner. Telegram is Nino's Corner. Rumble is Nino's Corner. Truth Social, David Rodriguez Boxer. Instagram, David Nino Rodriguez Boxer. David Nino Rodriguez Boxer. They definitely have a governor on that account. I don't even know what to do with it. Patriot Wear, bing, right there. Get yourself some cool gear. Get yourself some, outfit yourself with some cool Patriot gear. Twitter is Nino Boxer. And ninoscorner.tv, folks. Ninoscorner.tv. I have Lloyd Brunson on, the guy that brought the Supreme Court case to the Supreme Court. It's pretty damn, flew right under the radar, folks. Nobody was expecting this, okay? It's definitely a wild card. Let's see where it goes. I'm not promising anything. You know, the jury's out with me. When it comes to this type of stuff, I don't think we're going to get any justice in the justice system. Me personally, but it is a loaded gun pointed at Congress. It is a loaded gun pointed at Congress. Now, will the Supreme Court use it? That's the big question. That's the trillion-dollar question right there. Will the Supreme Court use it? I have that interview up on ninoscorner.tv. I also have Juan O'Savin that's going to be uploaded right now. I just talked to him just one-on-one, me and Juan, talking about the details of what's going on in Arizona and the Supreme Court case. Now, looking into it, he went over the details with a fine-tooth comb. He went over a lot. This interview with me and Juan is about an hour and a half long. And that is on ninoscorner.tv. I'll be uploading it today. I'm going to be having the ghost back on. I'm going to have Lloyd Brunson back on. I'm having him back on Thursday to give us an update of what's going on. The Died Suddenly director Nicholas is coming on my show on NinosGorner.tv. Alfredo Luna, folks, Alpha Warrior. David Snedeker, Snedhead, talking about all that letter in the alphabet. He's going to be coming on today. He's coming on today. So, folks, it's your one-stop shop. It's your one-stop shop, baby. Oh, yeah. Ooh. I got to feel good every morning. You know, I'm going to go work out today. I'm going to go. I wish I could run. My back hurts. I can't really run anymore, so I walk. I do the walk. So that's what it is. All right, folks. Yeah. Coming at you live from the apocalypse, folks. Yeah, baby. Yeah. Oh, yeah, brother. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm. 2023 America in crisis. You think we're up shit creek right now without a paddle? Get buckle up for 2023. That's all I can say. And folks, I got a lot of people sending me emails that are on the front lines that are giving me updates. And let me tell you, we're looking at food shortages. We're looking at inflation to skyrocket even higher. We're looking at, see, folks, the globalists are going all in for a reset. Okay, they're going all in, and 2023 is going to be the time they do it. And what do they have to do? They got to stop Trump at all costs. That's why I always say there is no 2024. There is no 20. I'm a conspiracy guy, right? What happened in 2020? What happened in 2022? You're going to tell me there's a 24, but I'm the conspiracy guy. Sure, I read you loud and clear. 2023 is going to be a year like we've never seen from what I'm hearing, from what I'm gathering. And I'm sure all of you can see it already. Food shortages, like I said, the globalists are going in for a kill shot. Inflation, diesel shortages? Are we going to have diesel shortages? Railroad strikes? Stock market crash? This is what's planned for 23, folks. Real estate market tanks. I mean, all bases covered for the globalists. And they're going in. They're going in. And they need Trump out of the picture. So what you're going to see with Trump is they're going to drown him out. They're going to drown him out completely. You're going to see Fox not even covering them anymore. You're going to see CNN talking about, Trump's gone. They're going to act as if he's gone completely. They're going to act as if he is gone completely. And they're going to elevate the sanctimonious. That's what's in the... I'm telling you what's coming, folks. I'm telling you what's coming. Don't kill the messenger. Don't get mad at the messenger. I'm just telling you what's on the horizon, what's coming, what I see coming. It's like the Indians when they used to put their ear to the ground. They're going in. 2023. That's it. Here we go. Buckle up, folks. So they're going to do everything in their possible power now and throughout 23 to completely throw more shit, more obstacles, more hurdles at Trump, get him sidetracked. Folks, if this goes to 24, I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep going. But I feel like you do. I'm your voice. It was pretty funny when Trump said that the other night, right? I was like, I've been using that line for the last 2 years. But who better to... I'm glad Trump's using it. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying he stole it from me. He probably thought of it as well. I'm just saying that's pretty badass that great minds think alike. Great minds think alike. U.S. court ruling in favor of Justice Department turns legal tide on Trump. Here they go again. The witch hunt continues. So a spate of major court rulings rejected claims of executive privilege and other arguments by Donald Trump and his top allies are boosting investigations by the Justice Department, DOJ, and a special Georgia grand jury into whether the former U.S. president broke laws as he sought to overturn the you-know-what. And, you know, folks, look at this bullshit. Look how they're just going after him like a pack of hyenas. They look at him like a hurt lion, that can't hunt anymore. He's licking his paws. He's limping. So they're going after him. All the while, what are we hearing about FTX? What are we hearing about Hunter? But it's not on, they're not covering it on the mainstream media, Hunter Biden laptop, they talk about it here and there, but they're not really diving deep into it, are they? Hunter Biden laptop. Hunter Biden laptop, FTX, the SCOTUS, what's happening with the Supreme Court right now, nobody's covering that. Nobody. Nobody's bringing attention to it. Justice Department asked Pence to testify in Trump investigation. And you know what Trump's, you know what Pence is going to do? He's going to act like, I don't know if I really want to do that, but I'm going to do what's right for the country. He's going to try to act like the hero. He's coming to save the country. So the U.S. Department asked Mike Pence to testify, the traitor of traitors, Mike Pence, who sold out the country for a coin, folks. I don't know if you saw that video. The traitor of traitors. The U.S. Judas. Remember, we're calling him Judas. Pence is Judas. Pence, you're Judas. The U.S. Department has asked Mike Pence to testify in the criminal investigation into Donald Trump's efforts to overturn the you-know-what, according to a person familiar with the matter. The request came before the Attorney General Merrick Garland appointed a special counsel last week to oversee inquiries examining Trump, which are focused on two areas, potentially mishandling of national security documents and the January 6th. I see it. That's just how I see all of it. You know, words can't describe the shit fuckery. Gotta say it, folks. That's really what it is. Ron DeSantis working with Elon Musk. You know that letter in the alphabet? I've always said I'm 1 foot in, 1 foot out with it. I don't know. Could it be real? I think it's real. I'm not sold on it completely, but nah. Elon Musk Starlink to restore internet in areas battered by Hurricane Ian. Governor Ron DeSantis is working with Elon Musk to help restore internet connectivity to parts of Florida that saw widespread damage with Hurricane Ian. So he's teaming up with Elon. Let's see who Elon ultimately gets behind in the coming months, in the coming, I don't know, 4, 5, 6, 8 months from now. Let's see what he does. DeSantis said state officials are using Musk Starlink satellites to provide early, sorely needed communication resources to both residents and emergency crews who've been knocked offline. So they're using Elon Starlink. They're positioning the Starlink satellites to provide good coverage to Southwest Florida and other affected areas. He said at a press conference in storm-ravaged Fort Myers Saturday afternoon, DeSantis said 120 Starlink units are being positioned to boost internet access in regions hit hardest by the storm. They've donated all the coastal costs associated by the coverage, DeSantis said, before personally thanking Musk for his help. So I think Musk is going to jump on the DeSantis bandwagon. They're doing business together, just saying. All you got to do is go look at this guy's track record. I don't give a shit how many good things he looks like he's doing. I don't care. Right now, the Patriot movement is severely infiltrated, folks. Severely. What did that letter in the alphabet say? Beware of false prophets. False prophets. A lot of people say, oh, that could be Kanye, that could be this person, that could be that person. They didn't name anybody, but I mean, I'm looking at it. I'm paying attention to it. Dennis, thank you. Denise, sorry. Hacked Twitter data includes phone numbers, personal emails for celebrities, prominent politicians. More than 5.4 million user records from Twitter have been published online, exposing everything from private phone numbers to email addresses. The data, which was released for free on Popular Hacking Forum this month was Pilfered, that's the word I'm trying to look for. Pilfered last December after hackers exploited API vulnerability on the social media platform. Although Twitter says the issue was patched in January after it was reported to the HackerOne bug bounty program, numerous threat actors were able to take advantage before the vulnerability was fixed. The leak, as first reported by Bleeping Computer, contains not only private phone numbers and email addresses, but public scrapes of Twitter IDs, names, login names, locations, and verified statuses. Before being released for free, a hacker had attempted to sell the information on the same hacking forum for $30,000 in July. Wow. We're on low attendance today, huh, folks? Low attendance today. Maybe I need to make the title pop more. More like clickbait. I thought my thumbnail was pretty cool. I thought so. In Georgia, Trump will not hold a rally to support Herschel Walker in Georgia following GOP midterm failure. I guess that's a good move because he's kind of like damned if he does, damned if he doesn't. And probably needs to step to the side right now and let Herschel do his thing. Because they're going to, once they do what they're going to do from the basement, you know what that means, the bank robbery, they'll just blame Trump. Okay, so it doesn't matter if he goes there and rallies or not, because they're going to win from the basement, Herschel. How do you not know this? Former President Donald Trump will not hold a rally in Georgia for Herschel Walker before next week's runoff election against incumbent Raphael Warnock. According to Michael Bender of the New York Times, Trump will avoid the state after his team agreed with Georgia Republicans. The former president might not only motivate Democrats to get out and vote, but could also end up suppressing turnout among moderate Republicans. Do you see the narrative they're spinning here with him? Now they're pushing in the media that he's just bad for everybody. He's just bad. So they're going to drown him out as they elevate DeSantis, folks. It's so easy to see. I got the playbook. I'm looking at the playbook. It's like going into a football game and going, oh, fuck, they're lining up in this. They're lining up like this. Okay, they're going to run this play, guys. They're going to run this play. Yeah, they're lining up. All right, here's what they're going to do, 25 dive. I mean, it's like it's easy to see. It's so easy to see. But a lot of you still watch Fox. A lot of you still watch CNN. You're addicted to it. It gives you that pop, 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 pop. It's all lies. It's all lies. Georgia shatters early vote record. Georgia shatters early vote record. Georgia appears to have broken its record to early vote turnout in a single day, according to Gabriel Sterling, the chief operating officer for the Georgia Secretary of State. More than 300,000 Georgians voted early on Monday, shattering a previously early voting record of 233,000 votes in one day. That brings the total number of votes cast in the state Senate runoff to over 500,000, according to the Secretary of State's office. And there are still 4 days of early voting left, plus Election Day is on December 6th. I'm praying for you, Herschel. I'm praying for you, man. But we know what we're up against. We know what we're up against. And the good thing about all of this, folks, the good thing about all of this is that they're doing it in the light. They're not doing this in the dark anymore. People are awake to this. I don't know if you've seen people going to the city council in Arizona, venting the citizens of Arizona going there. It's pretty epic. The videos are worth watching. I put them on Instagram and I put them on my Telegram, Telegram is Nino's Corner. And my Instagram is David Nino Rodriguez Boxer. Warnock enlists Big Mike, Michelle Obama, Big Dingling Mike, Big Mike. Georgia Senator Raphael Warnock has enlisted former First Lady Sure you are. First Lady Michelle Obama, Big Mike. In his runoff election against GOP candidate Herschel Walker, in two recorded messages, one for early voting and one to be sent on December 6th, Warnock begins the call by saying he has a special message from a friend. Obama then comes on the line to urge Georgians to cast their ballots for the Democratic incumbent. She was probably palming a basketball while she's on the phone.
Dribble, 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 palm, dribble, 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 palm.
This is Michelle Obama, and I'm calling to make sure you have a plan to vote for Reverend Raphael Warnock. Obama says the election is going to be very close, and there's a lot of folks on the other side hoping you stay home. But we need you to get out and vote one more time for Raphael Warnock. All optics. All optics. They don't need you to get out and vote. It's all a charade. They want to make it realistic enough. Just realistic enough to where it really looks like they put in the effort. That they really put in the effort. And then just take it. That's why I say, folks, 2023, this is it. This is the critical year. You know, I've always come on and said this fall determines it all. And, you know, I was right about all of it. All of it was nuclear. Look what happened. Look at all the shit that's been happening. And I'll be the first to admit this has gone on way longer than I ever thought it would. The predicament and situation that we're in, I had never seen anything like it. I did not believe we'd be in it this long. And to be quite honest with you, I'm in shock. I'm in shock that we have let it go on this long. I am frustrated. I am pissed. I've had interviews with Juan, with a lot of people, and I never would have believed it would have gone on this long, folks. I'm going to stick it out with you because I'm a fighter, and that's what I do. This is a different arena for me. It's not like the ring, but it's more important. It's way more important. Bombshell lawsuit accuses Leon Black of brutal rape on Epstein mansion. So a struggling single mom says she was brutally raped by billionaire Leon Black at Jeffrey Epstein's New York City mansion, alleging the legendary investor's assault made it difficult to urinate for several weeks afterward. Sherry Pearson, who lived in New Jersey at the time, claimed she was first introduced to Epstein by his former girlfriend, convicted sex trafficker Jelaine Maxwell, after which she was handed off to Black. Pearson, who now resides in Virginia, came forward for the first time in a lawsuit filed Monday in Manhattan Supreme Court against Black and the late Epstein's estate, accusing the Apollo Global management founder of overpowering her while she gave him a massage in early 2002. Pearson went to Epstein's Upper East Side townhouse to meet an investor who could help finance the launch of a skincare product she was developing. Her lawsuit claims she would be paid $300 to give the married man a massage. They had to put in there he's married. To give the married man a massage, according to the suit. But the rendezvous ended in violence, according to Pearson, who says in Monday's filing that she had been in desperate need of money at the time. My question is this. He still paid you and you accepted the payment? To me, that's not rape. That's not, if you're accepting a pay, if he did something with you and then pays you afterwards and you take that, folks, to me it seems like she's taking advantage of the situation. I'm not gonna throw her under the bus because I don't know. But if you're exchanging money for a service and then you're saying, what really happened here? Is all I'm saying, folks. Women can say anything these days. Is all I'm saying. Come on, David. I'm just saying. I mean, I look at this stuff and any allegations towards a man these days, it's Bible, it's gospel. He's a rapist. I'm just saying, folks, I'm not sticking up for this guy. Look, he probably did it. He probably did it. I'm just saying. Unlike many of Epstein's victims, Pearson, whose lawyer told the Daily Beast, she does not wish to share her age publicly, was an adult when the alleged rape occurred. However, she looked much younger than her age, the lawsuit notes. The suit is the latest legal action related to Epstein following his death in July 2019. Last week, two victims of Epstein's sex ring filed lawsuits against Deutsche Bank and J.P. Morgan, accusing the investment banks of enabling and profiting off of his commercial sex trafficking enterprise. I don't know, folks. Look, I'm just raising the question. I think we're still allowed to do that. And if you're on my channel, you know I do that. I raise these questions. Now, I'm not saying anything. I'm not stating anything as fact. All I'm saying is, makes me think. Just makes me wonder. If you were raped, why would you still take the money? Why would you run out of the room screaming or go hide somewhere? Why would you take, I don't know, just bringing it up. What's your all's thoughts? Yeah, but okay, I understand what you just said right now. She got beaten and raped. Did she get beaten and raped? Well, let's see. But she still took the money? I don't know. I'm just saying, folks. I'm just saying. Accusations can...
A human catastrophe is closing in. Nobody knows how far this one is going to go. You can feel the heat as tension is rising globally. War is expensive. Open a Noble Gold Investments IRA today, and you can claim a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Just use the promo code GOLD. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Why? Scared of something worse? That could be a thing. I'm not, look, folks, I'm not saying this didn't happen. I'm reading it, so it obviously happened. I'm just raising questions. It's just my opinion, just my thoughts. Question everything. Yeah, that's what I do on this channel. I question everything. Jeffrey Epstein victims sue banks alleged they benefited from his crimes. Two major banks are being sued by victims of the late financier and convicted sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein, accusing them of benefiting from his crimes. The pair of separate lawsuits were filed on Thursday against J.P. Morgan and Deutsche Bank. Is it Deutsche Bank? Dutch Bank? I don't know. Deutsche Bank. I've heard of the bank before. I don't know. I just can't pronounce right now. In the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of New York, they allege that the banks knowingly and intentionally benefited from assisting, supporting, facilitating, and otherwise providing the most critical evidence for the Jeffrey Epstein sex trafficking organization to successfully rape, sexually assault, coercively sex traffic women, Vox Business reported. Isn't it crazy that all of this is coming out? And the first people to cover this, really, were conspiracy theorists. Remember that? Remember the video I did 2.5 years ago? And then this all came out. See, folks, when you realize how powerful your voice truly is, it just takes one voice. And it's, I'm not saying me. I'm just saying everybody. Everybody has a strong voice to make a change. The FTX scandal. Let's talk about the FTX scandal. I wrote a lot here. Here's a list of the PACs and members of Congress that accepted stolen money from FTX executives. Folks, this is a very long list. I posted it on Telegram. FTX executives who made political donations were Tier 1, Tier 2, Tier 3, Sam Bankman-Fried, Ryan David Salaam, Nishad Singh, Clarissa Wantabe, Mark Wajin, Ryan Miller. Folks, this goes, I'm telling you right now, this list goes on and on and on. I mean, everyone's implicated. Everyone's implicated. Democrat and Republican. Republican Ohio, Michael Guest, Michelle Bond, Republican in New York. Carrick Flynn, Democrat of Oregon. Francis Canole, Democrat New York. Donations were made strategically to members of Congress who sit on the most powerful committees. Only 5 members of Congress who took money from FTX executives voted against continuing aid to Ukraine. Bill Ruckus, Duncan, Boozman, Kamek, Jackson. Mitt Romney. Jeez. Folks, I have names for days. I posted this on Telegram. I posted all the names on Telegram. It's on my Telegram. I'll post it again. But it's a lot. It's a lot, folks. And I got to be careful of what I say here on FluffTube. You know that. So that's why I kind of dance around stuff. 5 cars rented by Biden's Secret Service burst into flames in Nantucket. Investigation into blaze with vehicles used by the first family. This is crazy. So the Biden rental car scandal. So the vehicles that went up in flames were rented by the U.S. Secret Service during President Joe Biden's Thanksgiving vacation to Nantucket. Fire happened Monday in the parking lot of the Nantucket Memorial Airport, just one day after the president left the island to return to Washington, D.C. The flames were just 40 feet from the airport's 25,000-gallon jet fuel tanks. One of the vehicles, a Ford Expedition, is under a manufacturing battery recall. Yeah, I'm sure that was the problem. The incident is now under investigation. Okay, folks. 5 rental cars all burst into flames. Yeah, I'm sure it's a battery recall. Top Republican lawmaker in Colorado found dead at 55. A lot of people are dropping dead, folks. Folks, if you go to TMZ on any given day, go to the TMZ website where I sometimes get my what the fuck news. It's like an obituary. People are just dropping dead. Dropping dead. And last night, and I got to be careful of what I say here. Last night I was watching television with my parents and a commercial came on. For long, you know what, boogeyman. The long boogeyman. You know what that is? The long boogeyman. Talking about heart attack and strokes can happen with the long boogeyman. Heart attacks and strokes. Really? Clever. Very clever. Yeah. That's what it is. So top Republican lawmaker in Colorado found dead at 55. 55-year-old Hugh McKean was top Republican and served as a House Minority Leader in Colorado. He died suddenly. Everyone's just dying suddenly. He died suddenly in the early morning hours after complaining the day before about feeling tired and sore. McKean was just days away from winning his re-election on November 8th. He was running unopposed. He was first elected in 2016. The coroner says he died of a heart attack. He died of a heart attack. Also known as acute myocardial infarction, I think is the word. The death was attributed to natural causes. Yeah, they were real natural. Country singer Jake Flint dies at 37 hours after his wedding. Are you sure he didn't fake it? Just to get out of his wedding? I don't know. Country singer Jake Flint has died only hours after he and his bride finally walked down the aisle on Saturday. He was 37. In a message shared on social media on Sunday, the singer's manager, Brenda Klein, wrote that with a broken heart and a deep grief, I must announce that Jake Flint has tragically passed away. According to the New York Post in a piece published Tuesday. Folks, just want to give you a reminder. Hit the Switch to America Now. Switch to America Now. I put it on the link. It's also down below. Hit that and fill out the job form. One of my family members or friends will contact you and get you started. And you can start with buying American. Third crypto boss dies. These guys are dropping like flies. Third crypto boss. Do you guys just freak out and think about what we're in right now? We are in a soft kill fucking genocide. This is crazy. Like, really what's happening right now, people are just dropping. Just dropping. And they're going to give us every reason except the real reason. Vitalik Taran, 53, the co-founder of trading and investment platform Libertex, died after his helicopter mysteriously crashed in a resort town near Monaco. The vehicle plummeted on November 25th afternoon, killing Mr. Taran, and who had lived in Monaco for a decade, as well as a veteran pilot. Libertex said in a statement, it was with great sadness that Libertex Group confirmed the death of its co-founder and chairman of the board of directors, Vladislav Taran, after a helicopter crash that took place en route to Monaco on Friday, the 25th, November 2022. Wow. Crazy times we're living in, folks. Crazy times. How about this, though? Do you remember the World Economic Forum? Klaus Schwab. What he said, China is the global model for the world. I believe it was Klaus Schwab who said that. Can you guys fact check that? Because I know it came from the World Economic Forum. I'm assuming it was Klaus Schwab. Can you make sure? Sometimes I get shit wrong. I'm not scared to admit it because I had the balls to come out here and lay it out for you all to play it out. And believe me, I get corrected all the time on my emails. I do read all my emails. And I humbly come to all of you saying I make mistakes. I make a lot of mistakes, but I correct myself. I don't let my ego get involved. And everyone that I interview for ninoscorner.tv, I leave up to you. Don't get mad at me for interviewing this person. I leave it up to you. New York City will hospitalize more mentally ill people involuntarily. Let me just say that again. Involuntarily. Let me say that one more time. Involuntarily. What? New York City will hospitalize more mentally ill people involuntarily. Where the fuck are your rights? Who's to say you're crazy? Them? Why? Because you think conservatively? Maybe you're against drag queen story hour? I don't know. This very blurry. Do you see what I'm getting at here, folks? I'm looking at this going, Mayor Eric Adams, you know how easy it is to just step over everyone's rights with this? Mayor Eric Adams announced a major effort on Tuesday to remove people with severe untreated mental illnesses from the city streets and subways, saying New York had a moral obligation to address a crisis we see all around us. The effort will involve hospitalizing people involuntarily, meaning also they're going to put them on meds. Even if they do not pose an immediate threat. Shit. Or an immediate risk to harm others. You know, put them in camps. Sounds like the making of a beautiful camp. Do you know how easy it is from here to overstep everyone's boundaries? China. Klaus Schwab. China is the global model for the world, folks. Looks like we're headed there. This is scary. This next article is scary, folks, and I want you to pay attention to this. I had to bring it up to you. This is coming in 2023, and they're already making it a problem now. So engineer and control the shortages. So very serious shortages of amoxicillin, Augmentin, Tamiflu, Albuterol, and Tylenol have erupted all over the U.S. All over the U.S. Things that were helping people get better, if you know what I mean. You know what I'm talking about, the boogeyman? So, shortages for medicine. Hospitals are filling up across America, and there are extremely alarming shortages of some of our most important medications. Health authorities are warning that RSV and the flu and boogeyman are combining to create a triple-demic. And there are simply not enough medication to go around. Personally, I am most concerned about RSV. It is spreading like wildfire from the coast to coast, and we're being told that very young children and the elderly are particularly vulnerable. I wrote an entire article about this RSV outbreak earlier this month, and since that time, things have gotten much, much worse. Our medical system is being absolutely flooded with sick kids, and has caused very serious shortages of amoxicillin, Augmentin, Tamiflu, and Albuterol. Folks, you know, just takes one executive order for the president to say, yeah, let's pick this up. Look how fast they came up with this, in the billions. But you're telling me they're out of amoxicillin and Tamiflu and, yeah, I don't buy it. And neither should you. That's why I'm going to be going to Mexico to go to the pharmacy and as Sancho and get myself some amoxicillin. Folks, Sancho Claus is coming. Sancho Claus is coming. Ho, ho, ho. Sancho Claus, coming to your town. Knock, 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 let me in. I don't know what the fuck else to say. Officials have declared a shortage of first-line antibiotics, amoxicillin, Augmentin, which are used to treat bacterial infections, Tamiflu, the most common flu medication in the U.S., and Albuterol, an inhaler for asthma, to open airways and lungs, are also in short supply, according to the American Society of Health System Pharmacists. I'd say get on it and get some now, folks. Start stocking up on your medicine. You don't want to be left out in the cold. That's scary to me. A lot of shortages in 2023, and that is why America will be in crisis 2023. I don't see any way out of this. Disney CEO pledges to double down on LGBT storytelling in animated kids' movies. You can't even protect your kids now. They're coming for you. They're coming for all your kids. Bob Iger, the newly appointed CEO of Disney, folks, of Disney, pledged to double down on LGBT storytelling in the company's animated kids' movies during a Monday town hall with employees, according to the New York Times. Iger served as CEO for 15 years before retiring in late 2020. He was brought back in about a year later after his successor, Bob Chapek, was fired, according to the NYT. Tumbling stock prices marked Chapek's tenure as CEO as a public outrage over the company's political engagement in Florida and its alleged efforts to inject sexual content into children's shows, particularly through gay and transgendered characters. An employee at the town hall asked Iger about the company's commitment to LGBT storytelling in the future, and he responded affirmatively. You're telling me this isn't a spiritual war? You're telling me this isn't a spiritual war? Folks, I'm going to be here Friday and then Monday, Wednesday of next week. I'm not going to make it. I'm going to go visit some friends. I need to get some air. I've been at this 3 times a week, every week. I've been putting shows together for 2 years straight, 2.5 years straight, folks. And I appreciate all of you. But I will be uploading to ninoscorner.tv, ninoscorner.tv. I will be uploading. I'm putting up Juan O. Saving Up today for the talking about the SCOTUS and what's happening in Arizona. He goes through everything with a fine-tooth comb. Very informative. He lets you know exactly what we're looking at and exactly what can happen. What exactly can happen if the SCOTUS votes for this? And what the fuck news? Terrell Owens, baby. Terrell Owens. I like this one because I've been pressured to knock motherfuckers out on the street. I've done it. I'm not proud of it, but if it has to happen, it's got to happen. Terrell Owens punches, drops man at the CVS. I almost did that at Walgreens the other day. after heckler allegedly threatens fan. So Terrell Owens knocked out a man outside of CVS in Los Angeles after the guy allegedly harassed people in the store. And TMZ Sports has obtained video of the fight captured by a witness. You guys got to go check this out. It's hilarious. The incident went down Saturday night around 11:30 p.m. at the pharmacy in Inglewood, California. Owens tells us he intended to quickly stop by the store and grab a few necessities. While inside, T.O. says a 49ers fan approached him and they had a friendly conversation. That's when things took a turn. Oh boy, do I know what he's talking about. Terrell says a second man, the guy who was ultimately clocked, started talking crap to the fan Owens was conversing with. The aggressor threatened to beat up the man. The aggressor threatened to beat up the men. That's Terrell Owens included. Outside, according to witnesses, the group eventually made their way outside to the sidewalk in front of the store. Terrell was playing peacemaker, according to a witness. Unfortunately, the heckler who allegedly started the confrontation just minutes earlier inside the store took an unprovoked swing at Owens. That was a big mistake. And the fight was on. After sizing up the man, the 48-year-old Hall of Famer, fuck, he's 48? Damn, where does the time go? 48-year-old Hall of Famer landed a looping right punch square to the guy's chin, sending him to the pavement. He's down goes Frazier. Down goes Frazier. A few seconds later, the man returned to his feet. Seemingly a lot less willing to fight, you don't say. As a player, Terrell was one of the greatest receivers in NFL history, but even as he approaches 50, he's still in absolutely awesome physical condition. I'll say. I love it. And this is a doubleheader. I got a doubleheader for what the fuck news. Ireland's Parliament building. Have you guys heard about this? Has tampon dispensers installed in men's bathrooms. At the Leinster House, many were outraged at the decision to install the machine, saying it's a waste of money while citizens are struggling just to get by. And they're spending it on tampons in the men's restroom, folks. Why? Because they're transgenders that go in there. I don't know what they need them for. Maybe their butt's bleeding. I don't know. Their butt's bleeding. Or is it a woman who wants to be a man? I'm a little confused here. Maybe it's a woman that goes in as a man, that wants to identify as a man and goes into the men's restroom and has to use a tampon. That should tell you right there that you're not a man. Sorry. I don't know. This is the Twilight Zone. The Twilight Zone even has nothing on this. It has nothing on this, on the reality that we're living in today. And folks, I got to tell you, every day when I put these reports together to do it three times a week, and then I'm also doing interviews, it's starting to get to me, man. I think I'm having a fucking breakdown. I don't know. I can't keep digesting this shit. It's taking a toll on my mental health. But it beats drinking, right? It beats drinking. Folks, I'm going to be going on 3 years next month. I was at my hairstylist yesterday, and he's sober for a month. He's been sober a month. a lot of people are getting sober, and I feel like I have a little small part to play in that. Maybe I inspired people a little bit, because if I can do it, sure as hell, anybody can do this. Thank you, Roberta Thomas. Seriously, if I can get sober, anybody can get sober. If not, you just control your arm that goes like this. You got to have a little bit of willpower, and you got to be able to go through some withdrawals. You can do it. You're tough enough to do it. Stop being a pussy. You can do this. And you got to be able to say no to other people. I can go to a bar, folks. I can go to a bar and say no. Yeah, there's about 3 or 4, maybe sometimes 5 people like, come on, Chad, take a shot. And then as the night goes on, guess what happens? People start coming to me going, you know, I need to stop drinking too. Because all you're doing is providing a reflection for their insecurities and their faults. That's it. So if you are getting sober, be proud of yourself. It's not an easy task. It's not easy. And especially during the holidays. I'm struggling with it. I'm struggling with it too. Very much. Karen Lemieux. Thank you. Congrats, Sanchito. I appreciate all of you very much. Maybe I should have made this video more catchy title, but I don't know. I mean, fuck, not all of them can be clickbait, because then they'll start losing faith in me. I just bring what I see, and what I see right now is a really rough 2023, a really rough 2023. So you better be prepared. You better be prepared. The least you can do, in my opinion, is buy American. And that's why I put that switch up there. Join our network and network with other patriots. I have hundreds of friends and family members involved in this. So you will get a call from a friend or a family member. Just hit the link right there in the comment box or the link below. Hit the link below. Switch to America now. Switch to America now and go to ninoscorner.tv and hit Patriot Wear to get some cool gear for your mom or dad or sister or brother for Christmas. And Sancho Claus, he's coming to town. I promise you, he's coming very soon. All right, folks, I'm out of here. And the new heavyweight champion of podcasting. Yeah, baby. Ooh, yeah. Later, folks.